This is the BBC.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Grimmy on Breakfast. Big show this morning. Another story of cheaters being found out with James, our private investigator. Also, Justin Timberlake, Game of Thrones and Celebrity Big Brother news. Plus, the big one. We give away tickets to the 52nd Super Bowl in the US with the help of Jason and OC from the BBC Super Bowl commentary team. Massive show today.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
Britney Spears. Hello Radio 1. Good morning everyone. Grab your towels. It's time to come together. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and it's Scott with Chris.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah.
What's up? Sorry, I've got dots in front of my eyes, or is that just your top?
Yeah. Whoa. It's quite jazzy, isn't it? Yeah, it was just me trying to be a little bit more fashionable.
I like it.
But it just looks like a jumper with paint on.
It's got paint spatters on it. Oh.
I found out something wicked about 30 seconds ago. Do you want to know?
Go.
Britney Spears follows Greggs on Twitter.
Not a surprise, really.
Well, is it not to you?
No.
I find that mad.
Also, what kind of research have you been doing to find that out? Like, how do you get to that?
I just saw it 30 seconds ago. I was like, that... That, if true, is incredible.
I love working here. I got here this morning. You know the man on reception when you come through the Radio 1 entrance?
Yeah.
Like a really friendly guy. He's always like, "Morning, Scott!" But you wouldn't mess with him, would you?
No, of course not.
It's like a big cuddly bear. Obviously works out. Always got a cracking tan, very well kind of put together. Do you know what I mean?
He looks good for himself, doesn't he?
Like, not a hair out of place. Sometimes you see him when he's not in his security outfit, you see him in lycra because he's just been for a little run around the park. Anyway, he was looking at a newspaper as I walked in. He went, "Morning, Scott. Guess what? New Will and Grace tonight, Channel 5, 10 o'clock.
Oh, what? Are you a Will and Grace fan?
I've never seen it in my life, Chris. He's just making assumptions there, isn't he?
Just trying to bond, I think.
Yeah, no, like, he's such a nice guy.
Was there an invite to join him for Will and Grace tonight?
No.
Will and Grace and chill?
No, well... Not as far as I'm aware. He just went, "Oh, looking forward to that. I love Will and Grace." I was like, "I've never seen it." Just making assumptions there. That's like me saying to you, "Hey, Chris, the world's strongest man's on tonight, 10 o'clock.
Okay. Scott Mills.
Other stuff going on. The world's hairiest girl has shaved her face and has now found love. Do you see this? It's quite a sweet story.
Yeah.
She's from Bangkok. They're actually a really cute couple. She says she's the love of his life and she's glad she had a shave. Also, Chris from Love Island has hit back at an online troll who called him stupid yesterday by telling them he got 3 A-stars and 8 A's actually, and worked for a legal firm before he left for the villa.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, people
Sorry,
just make...
That's mad.
That... Sometimes people make assumptions that you might, like, you know, because you've been on Love Island, you're stupid. He's a very bright boy.
What were your GCSEs then? Interesting enough, they match up my assumptions.
Really average. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, actually.
Just an average across the board?
Yeah, I think my GCSEs really summed me up. It was a sort of, like...
B, C, D.
No, it was...
Sorry.
It was like B's and C's.
Oh, right.
But, like, okay. No, not too good, not too bad. Sorry. Don't know why I just said that.
Okay, go for me. What do you think?
Straight C's. The occasional D.
Like I said, average across the board, that's what you're saying.
A couple of D's.
You know they've got 60,000 people have applied for Love Island already.
Have they?
60,000
right.
People.
Amazing. Do you know anyone who's applied?
Yes.
Do you remember there was one, that guy that we were trying to get to apply?
Right, so... Is it the same guy we're talking about?
Your friend.
Right.
Yeah.
One of my friends has asked me if I know anyone that can bump him up the list.
I bet you said yes.
I was like, well, I'll see what I can do, because I do know a few people that work on that show. But you know who I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, let's not say his name, because he'll be embarrassed at work
today.
He
is classic Love Island material.
He would be so good in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's got the look.
He's got the prowess.
He definitely has. I think he could do really well. Anyway, I'll pass on his details, but it's probably not going to happen. Mm.
Scott Mills.
This is going around on the internet at the moment. I'm loving it.
Don't know why I'm tired. I haven't done anything.
One. That's me every day.
Don't know why I'm tired. I haven't done anything.
Right, I've chosen a song. 3 celebrities have also chosen a song. You can go with me, a person you trust, or you take a gamble on Demi Lovato, Big Shaq, and David Walliams. Could be any of those, though. If you want to take part, call me now on 03700 100 100.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here on Radio 1. It's 7:15. Good morning, Ali.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Chris.
Hiya.
How's your day shaping up, then?
Not bad. The roads are quiet.
Yeah, the road's still quite quiet, really, isn't it? Where are you travelling from and to today?
I'm actually driving from Liverpool to Essex. I drive long distance, so...
Oh, right. You're a van driver?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's quite far. I mean, I'm no geography expert, but that's quite a long way, that.
4 hours, mate, yeah.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Yeah, and then have you got the weekend off?
Yeah, I'd say Saturday, Sunday off, mate, yeah. Nice. Back Monday again.
All right, so listen, you either go with me on this, who you trust, Ali, am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct, mate, yeah.
Yeah. Or you take a risk on a celebrity gamble. It's a right load of old randomers. Demi Lovato, Big Shaq and David Walliams. This is what I want to get on Radio 1 next this morning. Dr. Kucho, Gregor Salto and Anne Brune.
It is a great song, this, but it does make me feel slightly ill.
Why?
Well, do you remember that time where we were DJing somewhere playing this and the music cut out?
Oh, yeah. So this happened, the power goes and like... Stops.
Stop.
We're like, okay, sing along. Oh no, the power's gone off.
So everyone sings along, stop playing, and then everyone's screwed.
Well, no one knows the rest of the words apart from "I can't stop playing this song. It makes me high." Mm. That's all you've got. The rest of it, nah. So it's between Dr. Kucho or one of those three celebs. What are you going to do? How do you feel about Big Shaq's selection potentially?
One of the dancing songs, isn't it? I mean, one of these songs you put on for when you're kind of
hyperactive. Exactly. But you never know. Demi Lovato might have chosen an absolute banger. David Walliams, well, who knows?
Oh, I think David Walliams. It's the problem with comedians on this thing. They always try and be funny.
Yeah, I know they do, mate. David Walliams will pick some mad song with the looks of things.
Could be good, though.
Like Nigella did the other day. Nigella chose Sugar the other day off of the 60s. Anyway, it's up to you. What do you want to do?
I think I may go for a gamble, Scott.
You are you?
Yeah, I'm not too. That song's a bit kind of hyper for me in the morning. I like a kind of mellow.
Okay.
Hey, it's Demi Lovato.
Morning, I'm David Walliams.
Good morning, it's Big Shaq.
Good morning.
Hello.
My life's Corey.
Wake up.
Oi.
Scrub. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're done now.
Who is it?
yeah, you don't know who it is. Morning, it's Big Shaq. And the song I want to hear on today's Radio 1 breakfast show is Girls Aloud, The Promise. Promise. They make the thing go scrap, pop, pop. Enjoy that.
All right. It's on, Ali. What a gamble that was. Kind of paid off, I think.
I just wasn't expecting that from Big Shaq.
Girls Aloud, The Promise. A promise of me, promise of me. They make the thing go scrap, pop, pop. Enjoy that.
I did enjoy it, actually. Chris, coming next, because we're giving away this massive Super Bowl prize today, we've got two super cool blokes coming in. Jason and OC, who are the BBC commentary team for the Super Bowl this year, to get us all hyped up for 8 o'clock. When I'm going to call somebody, well, I'll give you a word first, then I'm going to call one of you that's entered, and one of you is going to Minnesota, where it's currently minus 22, but it'll warm up. Mm. So you can go Super Bowl 52 and see the halftime show from Justin Timberlake.
Scott Mills.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
January in the UK is famously cold, dark, wet, and depressing. But not with Radio 1, because... we've got world-class, incredible prizes every single day in January on Jam Slam. This morning's prize, which you could win in just over half an hour, is two tickets to Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota, USA, one of the biggest sporting events in the world. And you'll see Justin Timberlake's halftime show, and we'll get you there and back.
Jam Slam is going stateside.
White's running towards the end zone. Is he in? We wait for the signal. Peter!
sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. Goes around, goes around, goes around, comes all the way back around. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah, and as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight.
It's the Super Bowl!
This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. The Super Bowl is coming to the BBC on the 4th of February. You could watch it on TV, but we could take you there. You can win your seats at 8 a.m. this morning. And please welcome Jason and Osi, who are the BBC commentary team for the Super Bowl this year. Morning, guys.
Morning, morning. What's up? How are you?
Really good.
I got to correct you, though, first of all. It's not one of the biggest. It is the biggest.
Okay,
number one.
I'll cross that out.
This is, lads, this is a serious prize, isn't it? How cool is this? And to go to the Super Bowl.
What's the atmosphere like? Because obviously, like, loads of people will be listening. They've watched it on TV for years. What is it like?
Like nothing you've ever seen. I mean, there's events constantly happening. I mean, it's electric. Wouldn't you say that, OC? Electric.
Nothing like it. Haven't played in a couple of them. It's the atmosphere, the electricity in the air. It's truly amazing.
So the coolest thing you could say.
You've won the Super Bowl twice with New York Giants.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's insane.
And like, how do you deal with just the status of it? Because it's such a worldwide event. You know, the whole world's watching.
Yeah.
How nervous were you when you stepped out?
Well, oddly enough, it's like before the game, you're very nervous. As soon as you run out to the stadium, as soon as you run out of the tunnel, you know, which is where all the players come out of, you see all the cameras flashing, all the lights. It's nerve-wracking. But as soon as you stop playing, everything just goes back to football. Mm. And then when it's over.
Yeah, you must have to kind of block it out, right?
You block it all out. And then when it's over, everything just kind of comes back. And you're like, I can't believe this, man. I can't believe I just won the Super Bowl. It's crazy.
I'm glad as well because I will be watching because I love, even though I don't really understand it, I love the spectacle of it. But that's your guys' job because you're going to come back. You'll be back in the studio and you're going to explain it all for me on the BBC, right?
Absolutely. That's our job. That's our role. We got you.
Okay, thank you. Right.
So. Yeah, it's not just about the halftime show and the snacks, Scott. What I love about what you guys do on the BBC is you just break it down nice and easy for people that might just be watching the Super Bowl just because it is the world's biggest event.
Yeah, but the snacks are important. Snacks are crucial. Yeah.
That's a big part of the game.
Okay.
But you do got to break it down for everybody.
Scott Mills.
Jimmy Blake's here. Right, it's become clear that Justin Timberlake was about to release something new earlier this week when his website went a bit weird, and he copyrighted two phrases, right?
Yes, there was Man of the Woods and Fresh Leaves. No,
how can you copyright Fresh Leaves?
Oh, I don't know. Surely that's a scent somewhere already. Surely that's already done. Anyway, there's no sign of Fresh Leaves anywhere yet, but the first track, Filthy, is out there today. You guys are playing it after 8?
Yeah, just after 8, you'll hear new Justin Timberlake.
Oh, so it is online a little bit, and there's already been a massive reaction to it. Among the people who have been reacting to it is Timbaland. He's one of the people who made it. He put this video online.
All right. It's about that time. The man of the woods, X, the man of the forest. Me, Danger, Skateboard Pete. That's right. You remember Justified? Now it's Justification, baby. Filthy. Filthy. What's up, little baby?
So
I don't understand.
There's a fair bit of nonsense in there. My favourite bit being,
what's up, little baby?
But some of the information he does give there is that who produced it. So there was him, a guy called Danger, a massive producer, actually. He's done Bieber, Kanye, Britney. Skateboard P is Pharrell. So all of those guys have worked on it.
Right. So he's gone back to, like, like the Justified kind of producers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's Justification.
Sure.
Loads of people saying they love it. My favourite tweet being, Justin Timberlake's new track is wild. I hope he gets big. Doing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Think he'll be okay there.
Yeah.
Bit of a mixed bag, though. Some people saying it's a bit of a grower. One tweet, new song. I like the beginning, but I don't know, bit of a crossroads. I'll definitely put it on my jogging list. Lol. Okay.
Good.
Have you seen the video yet?
No.
Okay, so it's set in 2028, and I'm not really sure why. But it's basically a science convention where Justin dances at the side of the stage and a robot kind of copies what he does.
Okay.
It's a bit of Black Mirror, a bit...
But nothing to do with woods at
no,
this point.
No forest to
I
be seen.
I find the woods thing fascinating,
or
Scott.
Leaves. But it's a bit like that Social Network film Justin was in a few years back as well. But definitely worth a watch,
okay,
I think.
I'll check that out.
Quickly, a bit of potential bad news for Game of Thrones fans. Chris, do you count yourself as one of those?
Yeah, I'm 4 episodes into Series 1, actually. Oh, after watching a splattering of episodes all over the place.
You're annoying me.
So you've got a tattoo and everything now. You're
I'm involved.
So, name me two characters.
I can now. That's the thing.
Okay, go on then.
Sansa and Hodor.
Oh, you're basically a massive fan now, aren't you?
Huge fan. So there's been a few rumours that the next series, the kind of when the next series will be out, but now HBO, they're the people who make it, have confirmed that the 6th episode, 8th and final season of the show will be released in 2019. So you've got a bit of time to catch up, Chris. Mm.
Got a whole year there, Chris.
Got a while. And one final last Celebrity Big Brother update for the week. There are 8 new housemates heading in this evening, and they're all men. So that whole first female lineup ever lasted, what, three days?
3 days.
Lovely stuff.
Now it's just a normal Big Brother. But all the women have been told that it's like, yeah, it's the year of the woman until 8 men arrive.
Exactly.
Yeah, John Barnes is it.
Yeah, so he's the only one that's been confirmed so far. But at the end of last night's episode, they put this teaser out that kind of introduced some of the others, so we can try and figure out who they are.
Okay,
with this.
Finally, testosterone in the house.
I prefer women's company to men's company.
I'm not afraid of a confrontation and throwing white wine.
Feminism means women should spoon men.
I'm single. If I make a connection with someone, it's going to be a great thing for me.
The ruckus usually doesn't start here, but it kind of ends here.
I can't wait to go in.
Big Brother, bring it on.
Oh, okay. I did recognise some of those.
Same.
Go on. So John was clearly the one at the end.
Eminem.
Not Eminem.
I could hear Eminem.
Just before he headlines Coachella, he's into Celebrity Big Brother.
No, is it... One of them was Johnny off Love Island.
Yes, he's a big rumour to go in there. That American voice is supposed to be singer Genuine.
Off a pony.
Yeah, off a pony.
Okay.
So not necessarily Eminem. There's an Irish voice in there. Could you pick that one
out? Shane Lynch.
Yes.
Boyzone.
He's the rumour of that one. Then some of the others. Dapper Laughs, said to be going in. Oh. Andrew Brady, who's just come off The Apprentice. Oh. Yeah. Ballet dancer Wayne Sleep.
Okay.
Genuinely, who is he?
Right.
I don't know who that is. And then someone from RuPaul's Drag Race, Courtney Act, whose real name is Shane.
Yeah, that's Shane.
BBC Music Sound of 2018.
The BBC Music Sound of 2018 shortlist is coming. And we'll feature the 5 most exciting artists predicted to do big things. Previous winners include Adele,
Sam Smith.
I am such a huge fan of music, and I watch these awards every single year.
Years and Years,
Jack Garrett.
It's a beautiful compliment.
And Ellie Goulding. Listen to Radio 1 all next week as we begin to reveal the top 5.
It's the industry going, look at all of this great stuff that's being created here.
BBC Music, Sound of 2018.
Scott Mills.
Emma in Warrington says, do your research, please, in retaliation to Jimmy Blake there.
Genuinely, who is he?
Wayne Sleep is amazing.
I don't know who that is.
He danced with Princess Diana. Do your research. Genuinely, who is he?
Genuinely, who is he?
Right. Okay, 7:53. Jan Slam, 8 a.m. You must be listening. I'll give you a word. If you've entered, I could be sending you to the Super Bowl in America, but you must answer the phone with the word I give you at 8 a.m. Morning, Laura. What's the problem?
Morning, Scott. I'm just wondering when James the Private Investigator is going to be on.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned this yet, actually. So we have, on our normal afternoon show between 1 and 4, a regular private investigator. His job is to hide in bushes and spy on people. And he was on this time last week, and he promised the end of this story. Here's where we're up to with James the Private Investigator so far.
Me and my colleague followed this guy in London. The client on this job was his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He had told his wife that he was on a business trip. He met up with this woman, and she's considerably younger than him, quite pretty. He actually headed to the train station at St Pancras. They got on the Eurostar. We get to France. We ended up going to Paris, so we had to do that classic follow that taxi routine. They ended up staying there for a night, headed to the airport. So they end up going to Spain at
what?
This point. Yeah, we're in this bar in Spain. The lady and the man are there at the bar together. We're now engaged in a conversation. The atmosphere changes somewhat. They start flirting with me quite a lot.
What, both of them?
Both of them. So they end up inviting me up to their room.
Oh.
To see their hot tub.
That's where we're at, Laura. And you were kind of gripped by this last week, weren't you?
Yeah, I nearly missed my train because I couldn't get out of the car. And I was like, when it finished, I was like, no, I can't wait another week. And I thought, right, next Friday, I'm going to make sure I'm tuned in and I've got to find out what's going on.
8:30, you'll find out.
Scott Mills.
And lines are now closed for our NFL Super Bowl prize. In 3 songs' time, we are going to phone one person back who has entered the competition. Jason and OC, who are the BBC commentary team for the Super Bowl this year, are with us. Hi again, guys.
Hello, hello.
So you're going to help us give away this incredible NFL prize. Guys, you've been there many times. What can you expect when you're in that stadium?
Excitement. Excitement, excitement. It is going to be like something you've never seen before. I've had the opportunity to watch OC playing it, and it was fun. I tell you that.
It's the biggest sporting event in the world.
So, there you go.
There it is. I've corrected. I said one of the earlier and was soon corrected by OC there. Right, so, guys, if you can give me the word that people need to answer their phone with if their phone rings.
Let's go with
You ready?
Yeah.
Touchdown.
So if that is the first thing you say when you answer your phone, you will win two tickets to the 52nd Super Bowl taking place in Minnesota, USA. It's the biggest sporting event in the world. You will see Justin Timberlake's halftime show and will get you and a friend there and back. I'm going to call a randomly selected number after three songs. The word you need to answer your phone with, and only this word, is touchdown.
Scott Mills.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Jason and OC, the BBC commentary team for the Super Bowl, are here helping us giving away this once-in-a-lifetime prize for the Super Bowl this morning. Hi, guys.
Hello, hello. Exciting time.
You ready? You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, this event is watched by over 100 million people worldwide. But what about if you were in that stadium in Minnesota, not watching it on TV for a change, but actually there? People are waiting in their cars all over the UK, hoping that their phone is going to ring right now. People are on trains hoping they've got signal. There's one man in the gym shower right now with a sandwich bag for his phone.
Oh, no, that's not wise. Surely.
Well, he wants these tickets back.
Yeah, I get it. I do get it.
So, who performed the halftime show at last year's Super Bowl? A, Lady Gaga. B, Katy Perry. C, Janet Jackson. That was the question. If you texted Bowl A, followed by your name and age, your phone could be about to ring. If your phone rings and you answer with a word I gave you at 8 o'clock, you are instantly going to the 52nd Super Bowl taking place in Minnesota, USA. You'll watch the biggest sporting event in the world and you'll see Justin Timberlake's halftime show, and we'll get you there and back. Justin's new song, Filthy, which is out now, only today, is coming next after we call some people. This is tense, guys, because if people don't say the word, then we can't send them to Super Bowl.
I know. I mean, this is clutch moment for them.
I know. So we have got some randomly selected phone numbers. If you or someone entered this, please, 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 please make sure they're by the phone now, because I do not want you to miss out on this. This is the biggest.
Yeah, this is the best.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
I know. I really hyped it up, right?
I feel like I'm about to go play the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Let's call somebody. Please answer your phone with the word. Come on.
What is going on? Are they not answering?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Here we go.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on! Straight away!
Wow.
Who is that?
Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. It's Scott Mills from Radio 1. I'm here with Chris and Jason and OC, and you are going to the Super Bowl.
This is crazy. I've got you on my radio.
How are you feeling, Tanya?
Shaking.
This is a lot to take in, right? So we're going to fly you. You and a friend, whoever you want, to Minnesota, there and back, and you're going to see the 52nd Super Bowl, and you will see Justin Timberlake's halftime performance.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Right. You're going to have a lot of friends.
Congratulations, man. That is awesome.
Yeah,
now the difficult
job of deciding who am I going to take.
Yeah, I'm going to ask my partner because he watches it. So.
Okay. So he watches it every year on TV.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Kieran.
Kieran is now going with you, and you are literally the best girlfriend ever right now.
Oh,
indeed.
Thanks so much, and have fun at the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome, right?
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely cool. Incredible.
Yesterday, like, it was ringing out and ringing out and ringing out, but that was great. First time. Yeah. Jason OC, thank you so much.
Yep. Well, the rest of us will be watching, of course, on BBC.
Yes, we will. We'll be watching you. Thank you for joining us today.
Appreciate it.
Scott Mills.
This very time last week, James, our private investigator, was here in the studio. He's normally on our afternoon show on Fridays at 1:40 and has so many great stories about his life as a private investigator. However, last week's, I think, was the best yet. And James has joined us again. James, hello.
Hello, guys.
Do you know, last week there was such uproar on text and on social media when we left the story on the cliffhanger that we did. It was EastEnders worthy.
Yeah, I got a few angry tweets about it, actually.
Yeah.
People just frustrated that we didn't finish it.
People were like, well, tell us what happened in the hot tub. So if you didn't hear that last week, James, give us a recap of where we're at.
So I was employed by a client who asked me to spy on her husband, who she thought was having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in London.
Yeah.
And we followed this guy around, and it turned out he did look like he was having an affair with a woman.
Yeah, so you got photos of him and her together in London.
That's it, they met up, yeah.
But then it got international.
That's it. They had bags, and we originally thought it was a hotel job. And then they started heading towards the Eurostar, and we quickly realised that it would be potentially having to pop across to France.
Absolutely amazing result for you, because you get to follow wherever they go.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really handy that I have my passport with me at all times, because we always do.
Oh, yeah, always prepared. What's my basic PI kit?
Your basic PI kit, you've got your spare batteries, you've got your long lens camera, you've got some night vision, maybe.
What about wires?
Yeah, we've got lots of different wires or listening devices and hidden cameras, etc.
Parachute?
No.
Chris, why even have that? It's not James Bond.
No, it's true. It's just at times it feels like it's heading that way.
Okay, so you followed this guy from London onto the Eurostar to France.
Yeah, so we were in France and we thought that that would be it, and he was going to have this weekend getaway with this person and then fly back to the UK or get the train back. So we headed to the airport. We followed them to the airport, and they ended up getting a connecting flight to Spain, which we weren't prepared for as well. At all.
And of course you had to follow them.
Exactly. We had to follow them.
So you obviously had to phone your client going, your husband's about to go to Spain, do I go? And she was like, yes.
Yeah, so we update the client as we go along, and I told her and said, look, we're at the airport. I originally told her that it looks like we're coming home, but it actually transpired that we had to change the plan slightly and divert to Spain to follow this guy. And he ended up going to then onto a different hotel, which was a 5-star luxury resort.
And you sadly had to go there.
Unfortunately, occupational hazard, we had to check ourselves in and enjoy the benefits.
So the man and the girl that he's probably having an affair with are in the hotel, and then you're sat in the bar.
Yeah, that's right. So we had to get close to them, close enough to hear the conversation. So I volunteered myself to get close to them at the bar, while my colleague got some footage from the other side of the restaurant. As I got close, we ended up talking. They overheard my accent, and we just got chatting.
Oh, they're like, you're from the UK as well?
Yeah, exactly. Then the conversation changed after a few drinks in, and they both became quite flirty toward me, and I wasn't sure what was going on at first. And then the penny dropped, and I realised that they were actually flirting with me. And there was an invitation, I think, if you recall, last week.
Yes, they wanted you to come to their room and see the hot tub.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, they wanted me to see the hot tub. They were quite insistent that this hot tub needed to be looked at. Mm. But
it's a group situation.
And that's how we left it last week, I think.
Scott Mills.
All right, James, so you're in a 5-star hotel in Spain, and you've just been invited up to the Target's hotel room with his love interest, and they want you to see their hot tub. So what happened next?
Well, as much as I wanted to go and enjoy the hot tub in their room, I
bet it was amazing.
Our room was amazing, so I imagine their room would be even better. We spoke to the client and we decided that we weren't going to put ourselves in that position, because once we're behind closed doors, etc. So we didn't do that in the end, as disappointing as it sounds.
Hang on a minute, though. Were you willing to go in the hot tub?
I was willing to go in the room with my colleague kind of listening in through the earpiece, or with, like, you know, from outside or something.
But they might have been, come in, the hot tub is waiting for you.
Well, yeah, exactly. As tempting as that may be, you just don't know what kind of people they are, do you?
What would you do if you were a PI, Scott? Would you have gone in the hot tub?
I think I would have made my excuses and left.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So how do you get out of the hot tub situation? What do you say?
So I made an excuse, and I said that I had an early flight the next morning, and we couldn't stay late, etc. So we made our excuses, and we ended up going back to our room.
Mm-hmm. So you're pretty much done, right?
Yeah, so we pretty much decided that we've got all the evidence we needed, and the next step needed to be taken into effect. We, myself and my colleague, actually flew home on the flight before them the next day. And
How did you know they were going home?
We'd spoke to them at the bar and we'd established that they said they were flying back on this date, and we knew that they were coming back through Heathrow.
Clever.
Yeah. So we decided to then go ahead to Heathrow and wait for their arrival. But what happened was I got a different colleague who they'd not seen before. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on at this point as well back in the UK, and what actually happened was the client had drawn up the divorce papers. I think it had been a long time coming, but we'd actually included some photographs in this whole, as you say, document in a brown envelope. Had some photographs in there of him and this woman in Spain, where he'd just come from.
Right, so there's the evidence right there.
The photographs beat him home, essentially. So what we did, as he came out of the arrivals at Heathrow, one of my colleagues was waiting.
Not with the divorce papers?
Literally with the divorce papers.
So you've got all these guys holding up signs with people's names on for the taxis, and your dude is there with some divorce papers, and the guy's there with the woman he's having an affair with.
Yeah, literally my colleague is there, and he walks up to the guy and says his name, Mr. So-and-so. And the look on his face, I've got a picture here to show you, Scott, because my description just won't do it justice. Okay. So this is my colleague here approaching the guy. And as you can see, he's got this document in his hand.
A shock on his face.
It gets better, I think. I think that's what my client's actually got framed on her wall, that photo.
She wanted a picture of the moment he got the divorce papers.
Yeah, we had to film it for continuity to prove that we'd served them, so he couldn't say that he never received them. So
very different to the opening of Love Actually, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know the scene where it's like, love is actually everywhere. You don't see them handing divorce papers to someone in the air. Airport arrivals.
And the wife now has that framed on her wall.
Yeah, absolutely. She's quite proud of that. And I'm quite proud of that photograph as well. It's just a shame that I can't obviously show it to the listeners for obvious reasons.
How did he react?
So he was very shocked. And I instructed my colleague to, as soon as he handed over the documents, to literally just turn and walk away. So as my colleague is gone, I'm still back at the airport taking photographs at this point from afar. And I can see him opening this document, and he's obviously twigged what it is after a few lines in, and the look on his face was just pure horror.
Oh my word.
That everything he'd been up to has actually been monitored. And
he had no idea.
Back. Yeah, exactly, he had no idea.
Kind of a weird situation for you to be in, though, sort of sat there watching it.
Yeah.
Like, you look like you're kind of enjoying it, but it must have been uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's kind of satisfying, but obviously quite sad at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's my job.
James, that is so good. I think that's the best one yet.
Well, it might be, but it might not be as good as next week's one, which is when I'm going to tell you about the time that I nearly got compromised.
Oh, what, it was nearly all over for you, was it?
Yeah, I nearly got my cover blown, Scott.
That's next week when we return to the afternoons, Friday at 1:40. James, as always, amazing. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Scott Mills.
Mike absolutely loved James the PI today. He's like, James the PI, amazing, dropping them divorce papers like a boss. How cool is this private investigator stuff? I love it, says Joe. Georgia says, if we can't see the actual photo, can you recreate it, please? I want to see the man in the airport and his face. Tweet it out if we can't see the original. I don't think we'd be able to do it justice. Mm. It's just like pure horror on his face.
Scott Mills.
Right, in our normal afternoon show, between 1 and 4 weekdays, we do a thing called Ghostbusters every now and again. You know when you've spoken to someone that you want to date, maybe on one of the apps, and they seem really keen and you're chatting away, maybe you've even been on a couple of dates with them, and then for a reason you can't explain, they just disappear off the face of the earth.
I think you can go really deep in this situation as well. Like, you could be texting, it can genuinely look like the real thing on the surface of it. And they just go.
They just go, and there's no explanation, and you're left wondering, well, what's wrong with me? What happened? They've read the WhatsApp. There's the ticks there. They've gone blue.
They were keen before.
Yeah, but why have you suddenly stopped talking to me? That's when you've been ghosted. So we offer a service where we put you back in touch with the person that stopped getting in touch, your ghoster. Here's what happened recently on the show when we connected Roisin to her unsuspecting ghoster, Kieran.
Hello.
Hello. I wonder if you can help me. My name is Scott Mills. I'm calling from Radio 1. We do a feature on my show, which is... Well, it's when someone has been speaking to someone and maybe been on a date with them and then they don't hear from them again. So we have been speaking to this girl who I think you went on a date with.
Okay.
And her name is Roisin.
Does that name... Well, firstly, does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, Can't Forget Roisin.
Okay, cool. And she has just been in touch with us and wondering why it all went a bit quiet. Have you been, like, super busy or something?
Yeah, a little bit busy. She also broke my heart a little bit. She's moving to Australia in January.
That's right. You did say that you would fall in love or something like that, and then she might not go. Is that right?
I mean, I think maybe we're remembering things a bit differently, but...
Oh, okay.
Okay, well...
hang on, here she is. Have a chat.
Hi.
Hi, Rosie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well. Try putting me on the spot.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Just we'd like to get to the bottom of it.
So we want to know why we're not going on a date. Yeah.
Oh, God.
She
just wants to be talked through it.
Well, you were great crack, great date. I think it was just the distance, me being in London, you potentially going to Australia. I can't afford the air miles.
Okay. could you not have just told me that?
Yeah, that's
instead
my bad.
Just ignoring me.
Oh, it's so awkward, but it does give you closure and gives you answers.
Mm.
So, if you have been ghosted, if you've chatted to someone a couple of times, maybe you've even met up with them, and then they've disappeared from your life, give me the details on email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I want to hear if you've been ghosted, and if you still have the number, get in touch with me. We'll ring them on your behalf and find out exactly what went wrong and why did they stop contacting you.
A little bit of closure from the ghost.
Ghostbusters, we're going to do it again next week. Send us your stories. If someone just went from your life, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll find out exactly why.
Scott Mills.
I like it. I'd like to hear a bit more Liam. Bit more Liam there.
Bit more Payne.
Because he is credited first on that track. It says Liam Payne and Rita Ora, which suggests it's his song, really.
Yeah, but that
it's
means
his name
nothing.
Above the Doors.
No. Think about it. Think about Calvin Harris songs that he doesn't sing on. Still Calvin Harris, right? Plus, Liam, what you've got to think in that scenario there, Liam has played every instrument in that song.
Well, yeah, I can hear him on the triangle there.
He's done the music side of things.
Oh, right. So that's why he's not singing as much as Rita.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Okay. Anyway, that's Liam Payne from the new 50 Shades film, 50 Shades Freed. God, how many more are there?
Scott Mills.
Really enjoying the newbies on Radio 1 in the daytime at the moment. Jordan North sounding amazing every day at 10. Kel and Katie at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Kel's not that newbie, you know what I mean?
He's deceivingly old. Is that what you mean?
No, I'm just saying that he's been here a while. But it's good because Radio 1 goes proper northern from 10. And it just takes me back. It makes me miss living in Manchester because, like, those are some of the best years of my life. 2 years I lived in Manchester.
Yeah, like half my family live in Leeds, and I love visiting
so
them
good.
When I can.
And when I hear them, like, especially Kel and Katie, it's like I'm back, like having a walk on the Pennines.
Yeah.
This definitely could be a word or a phrase in the Oxford English Dictionary. You could see it there. Crumb trough, adjective, a bad place. And then maybe use it in the sentence for the train. But it could be so much more. Someone texted in saying that they've just let their daughter jump all over the leather sofa, and lo and behold, I have a crumb trough because all the crumbs have gathered on the little in-between bits between the sofa.
It's horrible. There's nothing worse than a crumb trough.
Exactly. The crumb trough just isn't in on trains. It's everywhere. It's the part of any... Basically, it is the area where bits of dirt gather and dust
yes.
and biscuits.
So join Jordan from 10 and then Ken and Katie from 1. For chips, gravy, and pee-wet.
Pee-wet, yes. Amazing.
Do you know what that is?
It's wet. Yeah, they make like perfectly soggy chips with the pee-wet, right?
Yeah, it's the discharge from Mushy Peaks.
Don't call it discharge.
Which I was
offered, love it.
I was offered in a chip shop once in Sheffield. I was like, do you want pee-wet? And I was like, what?
Scraps.
No, it's like, it's the juice from the Mushy Peas over the chips. Lush.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Grimmy's back on Monday and we're back 1 till 4 in the afternoon. Have a good weekend. Scott Mills.